Good day, fellow Kababayans. Here are the top news stories this Wednesday, January 17, 2024. The chairperson of the House Ways and Means Committee on Wednesday said existing laws granting senior citizens and persons with disabilities a 20% discount should be amended to cover promotional discounts offered by establishments. During the motu proprio inquiry into the alleged refusal of some businesses to grant discounts and initiatives to senior citizens in violation of existing laws, Committee Chair and ALBAY Representative Joey Salceda said senior citizens and PWDs should also get the promo discounts on top of the government-mandated discount. He said the confusion regarding the application of discounts were promotional offers already apply should be clarified and corrected. Republic Act number 7277 or the Magna Carta for Disabled Persons as amended, RA 9994 or the Expanded Senior Citizens Act of 2010 entitles PWDs, senior citizens, and solo parents with discounts, tax exemptions, and other incentives. Salceda said, pointed out the absence of a mechanism for availing for mandated discounts online on some shopping platforms. Salceda proposed the creation of an office equivalent to the National Council of Disability Affairs and the National Commission of Senior Citizens for Solo Parents. He said sufficient revenue streams should be created to fund comprehensive social safety nets to address the needs of the identified sectors. House Committee on Senior Citizens Chair Rodolfo Ordanez stressed the need to address implementation gaps for a more compassionate society that genuinely honors and cares for these valued members of our community. Ordanez said several bills were already filed seeking to expand the coverage for items where discounts may be available. Salceda reported that this panel would tackle these measures to come up with a comprehensive enhanced benefits program for senior citizens, PWDs, and solo parents. Speaker Martin Romualdez called for an investigation into reports of senior citizens and PWDs being denied of discounts under existing laws. During the hearing, Starbucks Philippines apologized for the erroneous signage that limited the grant of mandated 20% discount to senior citizens and PWDs to only one food item and one beverage per visit. In line with providing safe, convenient, and accessible digital banking services, the Land Bank of the Philippines continues to waive fees and fund transfers to other banks by InstaPay and PesoNet for transactions worth 1,000 pesos and below. Land Bank customers can enjoy free online fund transfers for the first three transactions facilitated in a day through the Land Bank mobile banking app and the bank's online retail banking channel, DI Access. For interbank fund transfers amounting to more than 1,000 pesos, a lowered fixed transaction fee of 15 pesos from the previous rate of 25 pesos will be applied. Meanwhile, fund transfers between Land Bank and Overseas Filipino Bank accounts, regardless of the amount, remain free of charge. For seamless and convenient online fund transfers and bills payment, the Land Bank MBA can be downloaded for free on Google Play, Apple App Store, and Huawei App Gallery. Land Bank customers can easily enroll their account in the MBA to conduct online financial transactions by providing their deposit account details. And another news, Vice President and Education Secretary Sara Z. Duterte said on Wednesday that SM Supermalls would accept graduates of K-12 as employees based on her recent meeting with its officials. She said the SM Supermalls officials led by Anna C. are planning to launch a spelling bee competition for learners both from public and private schools. The competition, she said, aims to revive the interest of children on spelling, which is important in communication in this digital age. Duterte reiterated that DepEd remains open to any partnership that could improve the quality of education in the country. The Department of Agriculture has banned the importation of domesticated and wild birds, including poultry, meat, eggs, and other products from the U.S. states of California and Ohio. In a news release Wednesday, Agriculture Secretary Francisco Chu Laurel Jr. said the move was due to several outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the region. The case of H5N1 was reported by the U.S. Veterinary Services to the World Organization for Animal Health in November, both states of California and Ohio. The Philippines agreed to impose a statewide ban only when at least three or more countries in an affected state in the U.S. reported an HPAI outbreak. The ban would also include day-old chicks and semen. Chu Laurel also ordered the immediate suspension of the processing, evaluation of application, and issuance of the sanitary phytosanitary import clearance of the commodities. All shipments coming from California and Ohio that are already in transit, loaded, or accepted at Philippine ports before the official communication of the ban on January 15, 2024 shall be allowed. However, it must be assured that these products were produced or the birds were slaughtered 14 days before the first outbreak. The DA will seize and destroy or return to the states of origin poultry and poultry products imported to the country from California and Ohio after November 14, 2023 and November 21, 2023, respectively. The country's importation of poultry meat from the U.S. in 2023 has reached 166,356 metric tons. The U.S. ranks second on the list of countries supplying poultry meat to the Philippines, which is roughly 40% of the total poultry meat arrivals, 426,620 metric tons. Other states from the U.S. are excluded from the temporary restriction issued by the DA. They can still import poultry and poultry products to the Philippines. Three logistic companies are eyeing to make the Philippines as the regional hub in Asia by putting up their facilities at Clark Freeport and Special Economic Zone Bases Conversion and Development Authority President and Chief Executive Officer Joshua Bingkang said. In an interview in Makati City Tuesday, Bingkang said these companies will be investing more than $1 billion this year to start their operations in the country. He said the BCDA is finalizing the agreements for these three logistic firms and the government-owned control corporation is expected to name the companies during the first quarter of the year. Bingkang said the Clark area will play an important role in bringing in foreign direct investments into the country, in line with the Marcos administration's goal of becoming the second highest destination of FDIs in Southeast Asia by 2028. Moreover, Bingkang said the new locators are projected to contribute additional revenues of 1 billion pesos annually from lease as well as take-off and landing fees. He said the companies will be developing some 20 out of 70 hectares and more from airside facilities. The entire 70 hectares can accommodate up to 8 spaces. Bingkang said these logistic firms will be generating 3,000 to 4,000 jobs in Clark. For the past 30 years, the BCDA has contributed a total of 78.34 billion pesos to the Armed Forces of Philippines Modernization Program, the replication of military facilities. This came from the proceeds from the sale, lease, or joint venture agreements of former military bases. Under Republic Act 7227, the BCDA was authorized to generate income by partnering with the private sector in developing former military camps. To contribute more to the AFP modernization program, Bingkang said that BCDA targets to remit more to the national government. Join us again tomorrow for another news update. I'm Shankel B. Flores. Good day and God bless.